Texans move to 2-0 on the preseason after they take care of the New Orleans Saints Saturday night at NRG Stadium. It came in a week where they practiced versus the Saints on Thursday. All in all, a nice night all around with big plays on each side of the ball, defense, offense, and special teams.
Here's Murphy tracking forward to his right, makes the catch at the 36, makes a move, and he's going to be brought down at the 37-yard line. Fumble on the play. Who's got it? And the Texans have it. Third and seven up to New Orleans, 19. Osweiler in the gun. Here's the snap. Brock throwing right side of the end zone and caught. Will Fuller, touchdown, Houston.
I just had a go, so just worked my release and ran as fast as possible, and Brock threw a great ball. Definitely that first one, it felt great. Brock threw a great ball, so awesome feeling.
You know, there wasn't much to it. All the credit has to go to Will and the offensive line on that play. You know, it was just one of those deals. I had a pre-snap read, and if the Saints were in man-to-man coverage, press man-to-man coverage, which they were, I knew that Will's route was going to convert to a fade. And he just did a tremendous job at the line of scrimmage. The line gave me time, and I just had to put it out there. You know, he really made my job easy on that play.
Gets the snap and throws, picked off by Jonathan Joseph. Committed the penalty, bounced right back with an INT as the Texans get it back in Saints territory.
You know, obviously home game, you want to come there and stand your home ground, whether it's a preseason or a regular season game. I think we wanted to come and start this game off on the right note and, you know, play four quarters and just kind of, you know, let this thing go along here, build it up, and, you know, heading toward the regular season.
Second down and nine for the Saints from their 23s in the gun. Gets the snap. And he's being pressured by Clowney. Clowney has him down for a sack at the 6-yard line.
Felt real good to be back out there this morning. After missing last week, I just want to go out there and have fun and win the game.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, we had a good time. All together, everybody.
So how good did it feel to get the sack?
Oh, it felt great. That's a good feeling. Yeah. It's been a long time, so. It was great.
I thought defensively they did a good job in the first half, Jerome. You know, to only give up, 60 yards of offense, that's pretty good, you know, for going against their first team. And then I thought offensively we definitely improved. I thought there were some good things, in the passing game. Still some work to be done, obviously, but it was definitely better. I thought our two-minute drill at the end of the half was a good one, you know, where we came away with a field goal. That was good to see because we work very hard at that type of stuff. So there was a lot more good than bad.
Let's break it down now with John Harris of Texans Radio, the radio sideline reporter. This was a fun game. Lots of big plays on every side of the ball. Let's start on offense, though. Brock Osweiler, aside from that interception, really moves the offense pretty efficiently tonight, doesn't he?
Yeah, and that was an interception on fourth down. So yeah. It was going to be a turnover on downs anyways. But it was interesting because it was a 3-and-out on the very first drive of the game. Then Marcus Murphy fumbled the ball, and it was almost as if everybody got settled down at that point. And then Brock hit Hop, then he hit Anderson, he hit Miller, he hit Fuller touchdown. So he went to his steady, the first one, then he hit three rookies, bang, 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 and got in the end zone. That, to me, is the most exciting part about it, is to see the young guys really stepping up and making plays. And Will Fuller, Braxton Miller, Steven Anderson did that at big time in the first half.
Let's single out Fuller, though. That's why you bring him in as a first-round pick. He goes deep. He goes short, he goes intermediate. It's stuff you and I and the rest of us that have been out of practice, we've been seeing all along since he got here. Nice to see it in a game, though.
Yeah, there's no question. And I felt like tweeting at some point to all those people that questioned why the Texans drafted Will Fuller, wondering what all the other first-round wide receivers are doing compared to what 15's doing. He's had a great training camp. There's so many things, I think, that flew under the radar because everybody wanted to talk about two things, his speed, and people didn't think he had great hands. But he's caught everything, really, that's been thrown his way for the most part. There's one that was in the end zone that it's a tough catch. Maybe DeAndre Hopkins makes it. But other than that, you saw the speed to get deep with a touchdown. You saw him go across the middle. You saw the catch and run. You saw a little bit of everything. He is going to be a big-time weapon for this offense.
You just said flew under the radar. Something else that flew under the radar, the offensive line play tonight, pretty solid, considering that Xavier Suafilo was the only guy out there that's a starter. Jeff Allen misses because of death in the family. Yep. Nick Martin injured, and then your two tackles have been out for a while.
I think it speaks to Mike Devlin, and Rick Smith talked about that with me before the game. Mike Devlin's done a great job with that offensive line. And when you have changes in the offensive line, I always wonder what's going to suffer the most, the run game or the pass game. But really, with the combination, neither of them really suffered. They ran the ball okay. Lamar Miller had a couple of nice runs before coming out of there, and they gave Brock some time. So I thought the offensive line played really well. I thought Ode Ebushi did a nice job stepping in. Tony Bergstrom got some reps there at guard as well. So I thought that group really worked well together for not being together much this training camp. So I think that speaks to Mike Devlin and what he's done with that offensive line. A great job by them tonight.
Defensively, you put the clamps down on Drew Brees and that Saints offense. They don't score a touchdown, and a lot of it due, in fact, to the quickness. And you can name any number of guys, Christian Covington, Brian Cushing, Jadeveon Clowney. The quickness really paying dividends tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. And there's one guy you didn't mention, which I'm thinking you were probably going to get to at some point, and that's number 90. He showed the power.
I said Clowney.
He was fantastic tonight. Yeah. And it's funny because at halftime I went on Twitter just to see what people were saying, and the national media reacting to him, saying, holy cow, we haven't seen this from Clowney.
Yes, we have.
Exactly.
Yes,
we have. But nationally they haven't seen it. So it was really good for him to flash that tonight and really get everybody excited about what he can do. Because he was a man-child tonight. But J.J. with the interception, the hitting in the secondary, Quentin Dempsey, that big one on Brandon Coleman, that could have been a big gain. He knocked it away for the incompletion. So I thought it was a really solid ball game on the defensive side. And again, the Saints have been here twice in the last 8-9 months. Zero touchdowns in two trips.
It's amazing. It's
incredible to think.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good stat to point out. Last thing, let's close with special teams. Fun to see some of that speed there in Akeem Hunt.
Yeah, no doubt. And we talked about this in the broadcast. That's a guy fighting for a roster spot. Anything you can do. He had some really nice runs. His best run was for 0 yards, which was amazing. But the return, I think, and we talked about this a lot, I think there are going to be more kickoff returns with the new rules than fewer. Mm-hmm. And I think Akeem Hunt showed, kick me the ball. I'll do something with it. And he had a couple of really nice kickoff returns to set them up with good field position. Didn't do a lot with it, but it's going to come a point when this offense does do something with it down the road. So nice ball game by him, really fighting for that one final running back spot.
Very slippery, very quick, and he finished with violence, which was really, really cool. You finish with violence every time, which is one of the things I love about you, John.
All the time.
Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll have more Texans Huddle when we return.